Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to comment on SunPal. I talked to Tawny, the nutritionist, this week, and I mentioned that I have issues with sunbathing, itchy skin after I lay out in the sun. And she told me about that SunPal, so it's like, wow. And I heard you say that. I'm like, I'm gotta get in there and stock up is right. But my question today is, I've got a rash on my neck. I've been detoxing and taking iodine, and right where the thyroid is, it's really itchy. It's been itchy for like almost 2 months, but yeah, I don't know how to get rid of this.
Can you see anything there? You said rash, or is it itchy, and that's what you're calling a rash? How's that one go?
Yeah, it started out as just being very itchy because this detox is making me sweat a lot. And the sweat, I'm assuming, has got a lot of toxins in it, and it was the fold of my neck. I started itching, and then it just was itchy all the time. So I'm scratching it, Doc. And
I hear you.
it got worse. So I put some oil of oregano on it. And, that burns. So,
It does.
and I
Tea
put some
tree, tea, tea, tea.
frankincense on it, and I just don't know what else to do to it.
Well, as you know, oil of oregano and tea tree oil, which doesn't burn as much, both of those are germ killers. And this is not necessarily a germ thing. You're thinking maybe it's toxins coming out, and there's no way of proving that or not. But if it were a germ thing, both the oregano oil and the tea tree oil could kill it. You probably do know that in during what's called the Second World War, American medical teams would call the stuff that the Australians were using, they would call it Australian penicillin because it worked as well as their penicillin. All it was tea tree oil. So anyway, that's that, and it doesn't sound like an infection. Now, you mentioned one other thing. Hey, you go out in the sunshine, you get itchy. Now you got this coming on, you get itchy. Well, there is a remedy that goes back to 1926 for itchies. It's a little bit of a surprise. I'm not kidding, sir. And I've worked with a number of people who itch really easy. Even little things make them itch a lot. And it works like it did in 1926. And it was injections of an extract from spleen and from thymus. Now, I don't know why those work, but it makes sense that they work because, particularly, the thymus, as you know, is the master control for the immune system. And the spleen has in it some things that help with immune system regulation too. And I've worked with people with intense itching, either periodic or all the time, all over, and even people who are having chronic hives that itch really bad. And we give them these thymus and spleen injections. It's extract from whole animal fetal cells, whole fetal animal cells, I should say. And what do you know? It puts it into it just like it did in 1926. And I learned that from just reading old books. And, I keep saying our ancestors had about, on average, about the same IQ we did, some bright ones, some dumb ones, half, and some people in between. And so I just keep reading those books and hope I come up with some that are written by bright docs, and their stuff still works.
Well, Dr. Wright, I'm going to be seeing Dr. Sherman pretty soon. And can you guys do that for me there in your clinic, that injection?
Yes, sir. It is still legal in our somewhat less than medically free country, but that is still legal.
But glutathione's not, right?
Not injectable, no. Well, yes, it includes. I said wrong. It is.
I'm making a joke because they're trying to make, the federals are trying to make everything naturopathic illegal.
Yeah, they're putting it on a list of
But
nominations and
they
stuff.
want us to take their hundreds of different vaccinations tainted with this, that, and the other. It makes me angry. But
Sooner or
okay.
later, we're going to have a healthcare revolution, sir. Sooner or later.
I hope so. I hope so. Okay, so I'll ask Dr. Sherman to help me out with that injection. Thank you, Dr.
Okay,
Wright.
you're welcome.